Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
That one right there. What's up? This is Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9.
Word to your mother.
Yeah, word to your mother. We have Clint from the band After the Bombs in the studio.
Hi.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
I'm getting loaded.
Getting loaded.
Continuing the loading.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're a couple hurting units today. At least I am. It's not that fun right now.
But oh, it'll get funner.
It will get funner, and there's a punk show tonight too. Murderess and Total War, and
check it out, fuckers.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Check it out, dudes.
Dudes. I'm probably gonna get in trouble for saying that.
No, don't.
Oh wait,
don't.
This is college radio.
College penis. Radio. Anything goes here. Okay. So, Clint, you just moved to Vancouver from,
I did.
From where? Toronto.
Fucking T-hole.
How's Toronto doing?
It sucks. That's about all I got to say about that. I mean, it's not bad. It's like if you're into like hardcore and shit, it's pretty good. There's some pretty good bands. Like a lot of the kids are really young, but they got the spirit, they got the energy, and it's pretty rad.
That's cool.
And they're not all straight edge, so, you know, you can't hold it against them.
They don't all, not all the bands write rock operas like fucked up, dude.
Yeah. It's funny, though, because the guy, the band I was in Toronto, this hardcore band called Commando, and it was one of the guys from Fucked Up that was recording our demo, Jonah, from Career Suicide, and, like, Madman also, like, also Fucked Up as well, too, but we'll just leave that off to the side.
Well, dang. All right.
Well, dang.
let's play some more rock and roll.
We're gonna hear one of my crappy songs now, I think.
Yeah, let's listen to After the Bombs track. What's the name of the 7-inch, Clint?
I don't know. Where's the cover?
Oh man, is this the Onslaught of War 7-inch?
It's the Spoils of War
EP. And this is
an Onslaught cover.
This is a cover by Onslaught. Yeah, let's press play on that bad boy. Let's do this. Here we go.
Make it so.
Yeah.
Chit-chat. Oh, apparently technical difficulties are pervading the situation.
I don't know what's going on, man.
Wow, what the fuck, eh?
keep talking.
Jeez, really the pressure's on, isn't it now? Uh-oh, what's going on? You bet you don't have the channel turned up.
Okay.
We figured it out. Obviously, none of us went to college, so...
Get out of here! CITR homies, we dedicate this shout out to you for your support of our fresh beats.
You really knew what time it was during our 2011 fun drive, and we thank you, thank you, thank you for being so kind.
Big love and ups from your crew at CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And until next year, remember to keep it real. Face keep popping up on the tube. I'm just watching Pacquiao box him up. How would I know HBO?
yakety yak.
Let's yakety yak. That was the mighty Totalitar.
Rocking it like they always do.
Everybody's favorite Swedish hardcore band. Love that band. What is the name of that song? Do you want to try to pronounce that, Clint?
Oh fuck! Which one was it? Track four, side one.
Track four, side one.
Altari nom dig. I think that should be about
it. No, I think it was Vägen till Anda.
You're right. Vägen till Anda.
Yeah.
That's the bitch.
That's the one.
At least my name isn't Poffin. That's what I got to say about that.
I wish your voice is more like Poffin, though, dude. He's got a good pipes, man.
What have you been poffing?
What have you been poffing over there? Damn.
Oh, yeah, Aaron Kidd, if you're listening, it's Clint. You know me. 12th and Commercial. You should give me a call.
Yeah, this guy right here is a Vancouver veteran, and he ditched us to move to Montreal, and then Toronto and Edmonton.
I mistake after mistake. Oh, man. Well, no, Montreal was not a mistake. That was 12 years of really rad times. Well, fuck, if I didn't move to Montreal, there wouldn't have been Hellbound. Like, I wouldn't have joined Hellbound and then started After the Bombs after that, so...
That's true.
Take it from there.
So there you go.
But mind you, I probably would have started an equally rad band anywhere else. I probably would have laid down.
Yeah, yeah.
But probably not.
Yeah, what was the band you were in when you lived here again? With Josh from After the Bombs?
Led by the Blind.
Led by the Blind, where you'd play the Columbia.
Way back. Columbia, indeed.
Oh, boy.
With Plague Bearer, and we played with the Dunderheads one time.
Yeah, you guys were probably pretty much the only crust band going for that time.
Yeah, at that time, pretty much. It was either like, that's why we played a lot of shows with grind bands.
Yeah.
Because we were just all over the place.
Yeah. Well, the more things change, the more they stay the same. There's a lot of grind and power violence still happening in Vancouver, which is... It's all right if that's what you're into.
Yeah. If that's what you dig, you dig.
I'm more of a D-beat punk.
Yeah, I still love, dude, like, the early Napalm shit, Insect Warfare's first albums. Like, I love Excruciating Terror and Spaz. Like,
oh, yeah.
Those are rad bands. But, I mean, I even still consider that more like the... Along the lines like Terrorizer, you know what I mean? Like, not a grind band, but more like just like a super thrashing fucking...
Punk influence. If there's no punk, I don't want to have anything
No
to
punk,
do with
no
it.
Soul.
Exactly. What else did we play in that set, dude? Started it off with After the Bombs.
There was Unlearn.
Old band. Well, let's start from the beginning of the set. It was After the Bombs, right?
Yeah, that was an Onslaught cover of War.
Yeah. And then Uncurved. I played the wrong song. I played Breakout.
Oh, that's right. It was supposed to be Party Punks, but it was Breakout, which is still a rad song.
Yeah, I think we might actually have to play Party Punks in a little bit.
I think we might have to.
In honor of...
Because it's such a rad tune. Indeed.
Party Punks, you know.
Since we are Party you know, Punks.
It only makes sense. And then...
Mundo Muerto.
Mundo Muerto with... Ciego Salpodor or something like that.
Something Spanish.
It's off the Entra El Chaos LP.
Then it was the sexual. That's sexual. Right. Good old Japanese hardcore.
Old Japanese hardcore.
Gotta love it, man.
Oh, yeah. If you're...
right up there with like the Stalin and all that old shit.
Yeah, I think if you live in Vancouver and you're not an idiot, you should get in contact with me because I have a few copies of that record and you probably need it in your collection.
Buy them now.
Buy it for real. Honestly, it's one side is the sexual 7-inch plus the track from the Nagasaki
Knight Rider comp.
And then
it's tight game.
And then the other side is Antiseptic. It's
equally tight game.
No, not equally.
I like it.
It's good. It's great.
I guess it's not up there with the sexual, though. It's just two different balls of wax, I suppose.
Yeah. And then after the sexual, you heard Vancouver's band that everyone loves to hate, Unlearn.
Unlearn
with the song Automatic Unthinker. That's off their LP that's on Deranged Records. Yeah. That label seems to be... churning out the Vancouver hits these days. It's pretty
cool.
Does
actually.
Yeah.
They seem to be pretty hip to the West Coast sound.
Yeah, well, ever since Gord moved to Gibson's or
Jibbers.
Somewhere up there in Sunshine Coast.
The old Sunshiners.
Yeah.
Guess that's the effect that fresh air and seawater has on you.
Yeah, it makes you want to put out White Lung records. Who knows what else?
Maybe an Iron Age 7-inch.
Okay, let's get back into tunes. What do you think?
More I'm down. Tunes?
You want to listen to I Hate God right
I'm,
now?
I'm in.
All right.
Let's listen to Sister Lover.
Oh, Sister Lover. I like how you censored yourself there.
Yeah, I'm trying. These are the public airwaves.
Yeah, we don't want to offend any old people listening to the punk rock radio show on CTR here.
Bunch of old fogies.
Anyways, this goes out to my grandpa who might be listening. This is I Hate God on CITR. This is Generation Annihilation, by the way.
Yeah!
Woo! Okay, keep talking while I keep
talking. Well, apparently there's a trouble with the vinyl.
Whoa!
We'll be right back. Fuck you all, not die. Don't test me, respond to me. yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
This December at the Rio, you won't want to miss the Western Wilderness Committee presenting Naomi Klein live on Thursday, December 1st, saying no to pipelines and no to the tar sands, with Naomi Klein speaking live about the people-powered movement to stop tankers and pipelines right here in Vancouver. For some late-night fun, check out A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas in 3D. This special 3D offering will play for one night only, Thursday, December 1st. Running daily from the 1st until the 8th, catch Surviving Progress. Inspired by the bestseller, A Short History of Progress, Surviving Progress chronicles how past civilizations were destroyed by progress traps. Midnight movies at the Rio go down every Friday night, and features this month include Die Hard, Home Alone, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and Goodfellas. For more information on everything happening at the Rio Theater, check out their schedule at riotheater.ca/schedule.
That was the mighty Skit Liggers.
No. Oh, yes. Liggers. And before that, I was Svart Frampted.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about this last night, how those, for two bands that only put out 7-inches, just one 7-inch each.
They fucking rule.
Yeah, they're pretty much the best punk records of all time.
Amazing
shit. Yeah, the Skit Liggers 7-inch with War System, what we just played. And then before that was Svart Frampted with Narbomba Kammer off the 1984 EP.
Narbomba.
Yeah, we're just having a heyday in this studio, dude. Holy criminy. Woo! Just
It's redonkulous, is what it is.
Hungover giggles.
Fucking drink more beer and ease my pain.
And smoke 10 packs of smokes.
Yes.
To ease the pain.
Ease the pain.
In the words of the mighty Inepsy. Whoa.
Okay. What else did we go through there?
Well, we started off with I Hate God.
That's right.
With,
sister lover.
Sister, yeah.
Sister enjoyer.
Enjoyer. And then you heard two songs off the Contagium archaic album. Thought I'd play two because, well, Clint was taking a while to queue up the other
Slow to act. Slow to act.
But also, I don't know, I want to pay tribute to those boys because they just broke up.
Yeah, that's too bad. They're a good band.
It's a bummer, dude. They're bringing Stenchcore back to, I don't know, the East Coast of Canada.
Fuck right.
Yeah, you know.
It'd be awesome if we could get Instinct Survival to come play a couple shows here.
That would be awesome. They were supposed to tour the U.S. and they got denied.
That's too bad. I remember we played a week of shows with them in Germany and they're just rad guys all around.
Oh, yeah.
The shows were so fun, like... Those are so fun.
Those are definitely party punks.
Definitely.
Right there.
I remember their bass player, Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
The guy was two sixes a Jägermeister daily.
Daily. Yeah. Oh, exactly.
One before he got on stage and then one while he was on stage. Fucking guy's a champ, man. Those guys can booze.
Yeah, Sanctum played a show in Innsbruck, Austria with Instinct to Survival. And, all the town Nazis decided it would be a good idea to come to the punk show. They didn't realize there were 200 punks inside.
Not a good idea.
And 20 Nazis outside. And
10 to 1.
I'm thinking, man, I'm from Canada. I don't want to like get thrown in jail or get my ass kicked by a Nazi. So I'm gonna hide. So I hid, and then Patrick from Instinct to Survival comes in. He's swearing and he's kicking everything, and like the sole of his boots like completely off. And I'm like, whoa, dude, what's the matter, man? He's like, oh, those goddamn Nazis! Oh, I broke the sole of my boot right off on the face. Those bastards! Ah. And yeah, I don't know. I thought it was pretty funny.
That's
pretty
rad. Punk. Like that's those guys. I remember when we played a show in it was Slovenia, and there was these two huge fucking very Nordic punks, large men, like over 6 foot and fucking broad at the shoulders, and they're like, "You come downtown with us to fight nationalists, fucking nationalists." I'm like, oh no, I got something to do, man. Sorry, I don't need to get arrested in your country.
Man, yeah, that's...
Or my fucking face stepped on in your country.
Man, that's crazy. I always kind of thought that was crazy how in Europe, like, it seems like there's more of an Aryan nations, kind of, or like lots of races in there.
It's fucking
insane.
Huge, like Poland, especially like places like Poland,
yeah,
and
Germany,
Eastern Bloc countries. It's yeah. Fucking nuts, man.
But, like, but what's crazy is a week ago today, or not, maybe today, maybe like a little bit, a week ago, these black metal Nazis from Vancouver just got arrested for hate crimes.
Fuck.
Just total scumbags. And I remember, yeah, they came to a show at the Elf House, and me and a couple of the dudes from Mass Grave had to just pull one of the dudes out and be like, get the hell out of here. You're a Nazi and you're hurting people.
What's the deal with that?
It's really weird, and it's really disappointed that metalheads are like...
I know, it's just...
It's like, dude, come on.
It kind of perpetuates the whole appearance of ignorance in that
metal,
sort of...
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, that's the shit that gets out there to people. That's the shit that people hear about. They hear about the fucking nasty shit, the hateful shit, like, all these idiots that are out there, like, shooting each other and burning churches down and shit. Like, I'm not saying I carry no truck for religion at all. Like, I fucking don't believe in that shit,
let's be tolerant. Let's be adults here, you know?
Come on, like, to each their own, really. Like, I've got my system of belief, and you're allowed to have yours, and who the hell am I to say that you're, you know, not allowed to have it? I may not believe in it, and I may not like it, and I may not care for it in any way, shape, or form, but if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like we were saying yesterday, what's the fucking, the one crass lyric that you can recite and it actually carries through and it doesn't, you know, all these anarchists and all this garbage, like, it's, I am he and she is she and you're the only you. Do what you, be what you want to be and do what you want to do. And that's it.
That's the punkest thing I've heard all day.
I don't understand why people in politics and garbage and gunk up their lives with all this bull. It's ridiculous. It's pointless expenditures of energy. over things that don't really matter that much in the long run. Yeah, we all know the system sucks. Great. Let's write a fucking zine about it again and again and again and again without actually doing anything to change anything about it. And I'm just as guilty as anybody else. I'm not saying that I'm not. But that's the thing. Everybody just feels like they have this right to bitch about everything and not do anything about anything. So come on, people, get off your asses. That's all I'm saying.
All right, this is Jesus. This is get off your ass hour with
political
Clint
commentary
after the bombs and Commando and.
That's what happens when I drink fucking few Budweisers and get on the radio.
That's what happens when he has a couple butt wipers in him.
And a soapbox.
Speaking of which, let's play something that we tried to play earlier.
That's right.
This is dedicated to us.
And come out to the show tonight, too, people.
Yeah, come out to the show. It's at Iron Road Studios. It's on Raymer Street, Raymer and Hastings or something like that. You can find it online, but Murderess from Portland are playing. It's like
it's gonna rock hard.
Female dominated heavy metal with D beats. It's pretty fucking good stuff.
That's right. It's gonna rock hard, retard.
Total War, Feral Limit.
Nice.
And Infect Propaganda. Whoa.
Oh Jesus!
That almost came up. I'm just gonna shut up and play music before something bad happens. Here is Uncurbed. Party punks, dudes.
What's even better than a one-room party? WinnieCooper.net's multi-room Christmas party and Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada benefit with special guests Ono Yoko, Villa Kula, The Gay 90s, Velociraptor and Inherent Vices, Teen Days and Wobangs. All proceeds from the WinnieCooper.net multi-room Christmas party will go to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada. Covers at the door, and for any more information, check out WinnieCooper.net.
A lot of hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
Yeah. I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Poison idea.
Yeah. Ooh. Goddamn. We're running out of time here. There's like 4 minutes left.
Four minutes left. I think what we're gonna do now is play a little Dinosaur Jr. since they're playing here so soon. And Dinosaur Jr. just rules, anyways. Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate they're being interviewed by Henry Rollins. I don't know what everybody else's opinion of Henry Rollins is, but all I see is a gym teacher, so Foot, are you expelling fluids?
Yeah, I'm not feeling too well.
Anyways, I'll keep talking, even though I don't really have anything to say, just to cover up the sound of what's happening.
No good.
Delicious.
Yeah, that's Generation Annihilation.
That's it.
That's it. Thanks for tuning in.
More like annihilation of my liver.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid, okay. Useless organ.
Okay.
Oh, it just gets better around here. I'm so glad to be back. It's very nice.
Okay.
Now it's pointless blather, and now it's Dinosaur Jr.
We'll see you guys at the show tonight, and we'll, I don't know, we probably won't be here next week because it's Christmas.
That's right.
But yeah, happy holidays and all that
happy
stuff.
Happy thing.
Aaron will be back for New Year's and the
consume,
week after.
Consume.
Yeah. Happy holidays, whatever.
Later, Baiters.
See you later. Here's Dinosaur Jr. Go see them tomorrow.
Do it.
Okay.
And throw things at Henry.
Throw things at Henry.
Seen enough to eye you. But I've seen too much to try you. It's always weirdness, why you dig get much too much to fry you. The weirdness flows between us. Anyone can tell to see us. Freak scenes can't believe us. Or can it just be cool and free us?
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Together, Hey, you're listening to Power Chord 101.9 CITR. We're here with the Mistress of Metal. We're going to have a great show for you here. I'm going to start you off with some Job for Cowboy. Blow the shades of east to the future of the new world.